The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and lie to lambs, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's gospel reminds us of the importance of praying at all times and being in the state of grace. Some people have interpreted this gospel as the second coming of Christ, and some are of the view that it has to do with our present moment. Maybe the time we are alive and the time we will pass into the next life. But the most important thing is for us to understand the message of Jesus. And that is being watchful at all times, whether it is now or during the second coming of Christ. We have to be watchful. What does that mean? What we are doing right now is what Jesus wants us to do, praying at all times. Most of us, we attend morning mass every day. We pray our rosary every day. That is keeping watch. So keep doing what you are doing. I know at times we might have some challenges. And if we think about those challenges, it might seem to us that, oh, we have been praying so long, so much. It seems that God is not hearing our prayers. No. The more we pray, the more we bank our prayers. So keep praying. No prayer goes unanswered. The prayers we do now, not only that, we will enjoy them, but those coming after us. So when, during our pilgrimage, one of the questions that the people asked me was, is it good to pray for the dead? Supposing that when we pray for someone and that person is in heaven already, and we keep praying, is it necessary to keep praying? I told them, it is necessary. I gave an example. It's just like depositing your money in the bank. As you keep depositing, the money waits for you. It is yours. So when you decide to go to the bank and get your money back, you will get it back. And the money in the bank, you can also decide to will it to someone. So the most important thing is keep doing what you are doing. Keep praying. Even if the person we are praying for does not need our prayer, there are people out there that will need those prayers. So let us not think that, oh, we have prayed too much. We have not prayed too much. Keep praying. Because the prayers you are doing, the prayers we are praying, it is just like storing our treasures in the bank. We can enjoy it, or people around us can also enjoy it. So, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus reminds us today the importance of being in the state of grace. We have to keep doing what we are doing. Keep praying, keep offering masses, keep doing your usual rosary, and always do the right thing. Remember, all these prayers will never go unrewarded. The more we pray, the more we bank our prayers, and the more blessings await us. Amen. Please, may